This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
All right, welcome back. Baseball's and Boring from JetBlue Park. Toronto Blue Jays still taking batting practice. Fellas, Gordo, Sammy, back at the Baseball's and Boring studios in Brighton. You excited? You excited for the big game?
Oh. Biggest game of the day is yet to be played.
Well, yes. Good point. I mean, they are playing – the Canada flag is flying proudly right alongside the United States flag. So there's still a brotherhood, I believe, despite the result of the hockey game. And as I just put out on the Baseball's Boring socials, we are very sympathetic to any time your team doesn't get the outcome that you want. So our payment to you is offering up the Baseball's and Boring T-shirts. Which you can go buy. So there you go.
Sales must be through the roof in the last, what,
they're
hour?
Booming. You have to turn the page. Everybody in Canada, I know everybody's listening, turn the page. Time to turn the page from hockey didn't work out for you. It's time to turn the page to baseball. And you can do that in two ways. Buying a T-shirt and watching or listening to the Toronto Blue Jays play the great game of baseball led by Miles Straw.
Bradfo, I don't know if you have any Blue Jays people around you, but if you can get a temperature check on George Springer, a member of the Toronto Blue Jays currently taking batting practice in Dunedin wearing a USA hockey jersey. I don't know what their reaction would be.
Oh, man. Man. There's so much things to pick apart in regards to the statement you just made, Sammy. Starting with, you just called it Dunedin.
How do you pronounce it?
I heard that
Dunedin.
Too.
Dunedin?
Dunedin? Dunedin.
Oh, Dunedin. Okay, excuse me. Sorry if there's any Dunedin residents listening. I apologize.
Worcester.
I know how it feels. I'm from Massachusetts.
That's a bold thing, man, like to do the whole, like, the Team USA. Salt in the wound for all those Canadians in Dunedin. I did see a guy who was walking through the parking lot as I was parking my car and is wearing a Canada T-shirt. And, you know, my instincts kicked in. And what did I do?
You gave him a free T-shirt.
I pulled over and I rolled down my window. I said, I like your T-shirt, but you should check out this T-shirt.
Oh, Bradfo, I have an update on the story, on the George Springer story. He is marching around Blue Jays camp, cheering with the jersey on, with his hands up. He's really rubbing it in.
Okay, well, there you go. I'm sure when Canada beats a Team USA in the WBC, they'll get their comeuppance.
Led by Abraham Toro.
Listen, I picked Team Canada as a sleeper team in my WBC analysis. I know that everybody cares. Jameson Taillon, right? Our guy James Paxton coming out of the bullpen.
The Naylor brothers.
Can you pronounce the name of their closer? Rob Zestrinski?
Sacre bleu.
Yes, yeah, that's
it. Yeah, exactly. All right, guys, let's go to the phone lines. All right, fellas?
Let's go.
Because there is a very important person on the phone, and his name is Jeff in Watertown. Jeff, hey, Jeff, how are you?
Hey, Bradpo, how you doing?
I'm great, man. How was your day? You have a good morning this morning?
Yeah, very good morning. Church was good.
Awesome.
And I won in the USA one. I think that's good. But you know, I want to compliment you first of all on your play-by-play. I don't know if anybody brought it up, but you know, kudos to you. I think eye-tongue coordination is underrated. I think it is very hard for people to describe what they see in front of them all the time. So I thought you did a really good job.
Well, thanks, man. I mean, as I said, the Monasterio call, home run call, went down with a Miracle on Ice call, neck and neck. But you know, nobody really cares about this. But I appreciate this, Jeff. But I will say this, having done it for the first time now, one of the things I think that helps is not only the osmosis of doing over 1,000 games with Joe and everybody else, of just sitting alongside, but also just doing a podcast and doing this show where you're just talking. And it's almost easier, to be honest with you, because at least you have stuff to react to, you know? Right. Does that make sense?
But the problem is I think the hard thing for play-by-play guys is to always – know what to value first, like what to emphasize. Like, I remember when Dale Arnold did it, and it made him like the first person to broadcast every major team in Boston. But one of the things, like, he would focus on like what happened at first base and not mention that the run scored from second, you know, because, you know, I think it's just one of those reactions where you're so caught up in the moment that maybe you don't see the whole field. So I just think it's harder than people realize.
Yeah. I just couldn't remember what was right field and what was left field. So
I'd never heard of eye-tongue coordination before.
You did mix that up once before.
I did. I know. But anyway, Jeff, what's going on? We got a lot to talk about.
Two things. Right. I mean, two things for me is, one, just it's amazing to me how, like, after, you know, maybe because the snow's coming, but after just listening to, like, one game yesterday, I'm like, well, maybe – you know, if things, you know, in a second, you know, maybe we'll work it out. You know, it could, you know, like all of a sudden you just get sucked in, and you just want to, you know, you just want to see it. You know, you're running for the.
So you've been seduced by the Grapefruit League Red Sox.
Yeah, well, I think having again 2 feet of snow in the offing is not a, yeah. If that can't get you excited for baseball, I don't know what can. But I wanted to ask you about, you know, this, you know, the ABS, whatever it's called. And do you think, you know, they were talking about, you know, that you know, those, you know, some pitchers who, you know, live on the edge are going to, you know, maybe find it more difficult or maybe not. But what do you, I mean, do you think it's going to have a big impact on the major league game? I know it's been in the minors for a while, but do you think it's going to have a big impact on the major league?
I think it will at times. I think everyone's freaking out about it. But the reality is that it's different now because, as Alex Cora said this morning, they want to get their challenges done with before the fifth inning. And the reason is because they want the regulars to do it. So you saw yesterday Contreras was successful. Then you would see Rafaela and Abreu weren't successful, and because you weren't successful twice, now you're out of them, and you're done by the fifth or sixth inning. I think in the regular season, you're saving all of those, right? You can't be caught short at the end of the game, like, oh, we burned it in the fifth. So, yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny, I hadn't thought about that, but when you think about it, it's almost against human nature. Like, if you're the batter, aren't you always going to think, like, wait a minute, that wasn't a strike? You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like you really have to have a level of maturity to kind of make that decision. Is really worth challenging, or is it just my ego, or, you know, whatever. So I'm just fascinated to see what happens. Whenever you change the dynamic in some way, you know, something happens. Some of it's good, some of it's unexpected.
Well, and the other part of the first thing that jumped out with Rafaela wasn't, I'm like, you know, okay, he talks about having to earn the right to do it. Well, right or wrong, when we think of Rafaela, we're like, well, that guy, you know, he's got a long way to go to earn that right, and he didn't start off very well by not getting it right the first time, right? So, yeah.
Absolutely.
But Jeff, hey, listen, I'm glad that you're pumped up, man. Like, I'm glad that like we got you going, ready to go.
Well, the city's going to be shut down tomorrow, Beth. So we're going to be listening
well,
to the radio.
You know what? You're in luck because I'm going to be broadcasting the game in Port Charlotte. So it's
all right. We'll be there. We'll be out here.
There's no better thing to do while you're shoveling snow. Hey, Jeff, always good to hear from you. I'm glad you're having a great day, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right. Before we go to break, this go to, let's see, is Phil in Providence still there?
No. Phil, Tony in Bridgewater.
Tony in Bridgewater. Tony in Bridgewater. What's going on, Tony? How are you, my friend?
Hey. Good show, you guys. Listen, I want to talk about Casas, but real quick on Anthony. Let's just pull back a little bit. That kid's going to be a superstar. There's no question about it. He reminds me of Kyle Yastrzemski like nobody has ever had. And I don't want to see him turn into Joe LaHoot, if you know what I mean. Okay? This guy got the eye. He's got everything going for him. But, you know, the kid couldn't even get a beer last year at a bar. So I just want to call it. It took Yastrzemski 5-6 years to become Kyle Yastrzemski, so I think there's a little bit too much pressure on this kid. But, Rob, you should have listened to me the last 3 years about getting rid of Casas when you could get something more than a bag of balls for the guy. The guy is a me, 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 look at me, on and on and on. Do we have to keep talking about Casas? Let him go down to Worcester and see what he got. Maybe they could trade him, you know, if he's got a little power or something. But that guy has to go with his 33% strikeout ratio for his career. Okay? Why do we keep bringing this guy up like he's something? He's nothing. He's never been nothing. He'll never be anything.
You know, it's Tony, and thank you for the call. Thank you for reminding me, because every time it's been a while since we talked about Casas, about this dynamic, guys. And it really is, even when he was going good, or he slumped a little bit, or he did a little bit better than we expected, it was always like you had this dividing line of people who just would not accept him and will not accept him because of the way he goes about doing things. And there's the other people who are like, oh, I like this. He's showing personality, and he can hit home runs. But I come back to it. It's unbelievable. And I wasn't the polarizing nature of this guy is like unlike I don't think any player that I may have ever seen, and I'm just reminded of it just being down here for this last week. I don't know how you guys feel or not.
Bradfo, question for you. If Tristan Casas, let's say he plays a lot next year, and he hits Roman Anthony. Let's say Roman Anthony hits 24 home runs and has an .856 OPS. We'd all be happy, right?
Yeah, I know where you're going with this.
That's what Casas did in his first full season as a big leaguer. So how could we say he's never been anything if we would say good job to Roman Anthony for putting up the same numbers?
Yes, and it's a great point but you know, the minute that he went 0-for-4, like Tony, and really we've gone through this, guys, before, and I don't want to just say it's a demographic thing, but it's kind of a demographic thing. The older people get all uppity about it and say, hey, you can't act like this, how dare you? And the other people don't. Am I wrong?
No, I agree, but you don't have to like it. But we can't pretend that Tristan Casas isn't a former first-round pick who has been a lot more good than bad when he's played in Major League Baseball. He's a good player. You don't have to like
him. Oh, now you remember first-round picks.
Yeah, now I do. What, 24th overall? 20, something like that?
Yeah.
He was
a
third baseman at the time?
Yeah, he was.
Look at that. I know my stuff.
I mean, the crazy thing is we just haven't seen him healthy and on the field for a consistent period of time since that season, that 23 season. In the second half of that season, 54 games, he had a 10.34 OPS. Like, I understand we're a long time removed from that, but to say this guy has never been nothing, never will be nothing, it's just wrong. And yes, we need to see what he can do coming off a significant injury and coming off back-to-back basically lost seasons. But yeah, no, at this point, you got to see what he can do, because again, like I said in the last segment, like, this might be your best chance at getting a real true power hitter in this lineup is for this guy
to
work out.
Yeah, that's the other part about that. It's a skill set that you actually need.
Badly.
Yeah. So, speaking of skill sets we need, you guys deliver every single time. You have all the skill sets.
Thank you.
Right, correct? Even though you don't know first-round picks and you have weird takes on lineup construction. all right, Gordo and Sammy of Play Tessie, Tom behind the glass. I'm not clear. I don't know. I have no access to information who won the gold medal game between the hockey teams from the United States and Canada, if there was only a way to find that out in the trend that Tom is going to execute. Don't forget this. Don't bury this under the Celtics are playing the Lakers tonight or whatever it is, right? Okay, don't bury. You can, by the way, you can say in your trend, Tom. You listening to me?
Yeah, of course I'm listening.
Okay, all right, just checking. You can say today, I'll give you a dollar actually if you do this in your trend. Today, Connor Seabold makes his return to JetBlue Park. And also, by the way, Team USA beat Canada in the gold medal game.
They did? So I just saw the big boss walking around here. So I don't know if I'm going to do that, Bradfo, but I'll think about it. I'll let you know.
Tell him as
You'll
someone,
find out shortly.
Tell someone who has given him the pathway to great home run calls that my instincts are keen and that you should absolutely do it. All right. Anyway, Tom, the aforementioned trend, go get him.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
It took 46 long years, but finally, the United States men hockey team has captured gold again. Jack Hughes scored the game-winning goal in overtime. Final from Italy was 2-1 America. The Celtics are in action tonight from LA to take on the Lakers. Boston's looking for their fourth straight road win. Tip-off for that one is at 6:30. The Red Sox won their first spring training game yesterday by a final score of 7-2. They played their second spring training game today against Toronto. You can listen to that game right here on WEEI 93.7, the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, proud to be local since 1860. First pitch is set for 105. And some sad NFL news yesterday. It was announced late last night that Vikings wide receiver Rondale Moore had passed away. Moore was only 25 years old. I'm Tom Crisafulli. I'm Nitro Shooting Now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Tom.
JetBlue Park. What a time to be alive. It's going to be great. It's going to be a great game. Great game. If for no other reason, the Red Sox are rolling out their lineup that Alex Cora said it may be representative of the opening day lineup.
with the one exception of maybe second base, that guy is Izzy, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, playing second base. But everything else, as we said, these guys, they have no problem with the lineup. Sammy of Play Tessie says Jaron Duran's going to hit 50 home runs because all of a sudden he's going to start swinging up, hitting third. I think that's what you said, right? Correct?
I said 23, but you know, 50 is good. 20,
uppercut 20. Swing. I'm
gonna
bomb.
He's going to change
again,
everything.
Again, it's like Andrew Benintendi when he hit, like, I'm going to try to hit a home run in the first pitch of the season. And then that screws him up for the rest of the year, hitting first.
Didn't Mookie do that in his MVP season? He said the same thing, first pitch?
No, I don't think. I remember Benintendi saying it when they flip. That was the weird thing, 18-19, where they literally did nothing different, but except we're going to flip-flop Benintendi and Betts. It almost was like, okay, because we have to do something.
Yeah, that was a little strange.
That was weird. So we mentioned Casas and where he's got and the whole thing about how you could need him. So I think that overall, Gordon, didn't we put up a poll last week about sort of being optimistic? Oh, it was are they better 360 than they were 365 days ago?
Yeah, right? that one went up. And people said yes.
Overwhelmingly yes. Like 75% yes, right? Correct?
Yeah, as I recall, yes. And it's interesting because I feel like when you think about that poll, that question, you think about what they were when the season ended versus 365 days ago when you had Devers and Bregman in the lineup.
Yeah. So, Sammy, would you agree with that?
Yes, I agree.
All right. Did you vote on the poll?
I'm pulling it up as we speak.
It's done now.
So, Sammy, you think they're better?
I'm running to it right now.
It ends after 24 hours.
Oh, no.
But I think that overall, as Jeff in Watertown, there's optimism. You know, vibes are high. And like, oh, this could work. This could work. That's fine. And it could work. There's no question about it. But it is still tough to ignore that when the rubber meets the road and you have to win with home runs and you're like, you're not hitting home runs and these games are always close. And I would not be surprised at all if this team gets off to a good start, but ultimately playing a lot of those type of games can be stressful, correct?
Yeah. That's why I always say being a Boston fan is very stressful. You're playing tight games with the Red Sox, Patriots in the Super Bowl, Celtics always in big games. It's very difficult, the life we live.
Oh, I'm sorry. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Can never sleep.
Gray hair is on our heads, Rob.
Okay. So for me, I want to get your guys' perspective of this because I'm sitting here. Wind's blowing out. I tell you what.
Izzy's going deep.
Really?
Oh, Izzy's going deep.
Oh, okay.
He had one home run last year, so he could.
Okay.
Was it really only one?
Yep. I tell you what, if Monasterio gets a ball in the air today, it's going out.
Is that your guy, Bradfo? Is he going to be your guy for the whole season?
Has to be.
Yeah.
It was like he was very smiley, very friendly when I awkwardly tried to explain to him how we will always be connected for the rest of our lives at 8:30 this morning.
Is he scared at all?
What was his facial expression?
Scared. Smiling. A lot of smiles.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
A lot of smiles.
Appreciative of the sentiment.
Would he like to come on the Play Tessie podcast?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's like what? I told you guys, you can get anybody you want on. Who's not coming on the Play Tessie podcast?
Everyone's coming on the Play
Tessie
podcast.
Right, but that's my point.
Alex Bregman?
He's not part of the Red Sox anymore.
What?
Yeah, sorry.
It's true. We may not get Bregman
this year.
Give me
your power ranking of people, and you guys like sit in your kitchens, and you do like way too much show prep about like who you're gonna get on the podcast. But whatever you come down, give me your top five power ranking of who you want on the podcast. Who are you targeting?
Jason DeLay.
All right.
Wilson Contreras and Willier Abreu. Those two of the Venezuelans.
Willier's right good there. He had a comment the other day about how he's trying to do interviews in English and it's difficult, but he's still doing it. I think that's awesome.
But that doesn't mean it is awesome.
We talked to him last year.
That it is awesome, but that doesn't mean it's going to be great for your podcast.
So, honest power rankings, I would say Willier, Roman, Crochet. Those are the big numbers, guys.
Willier,
because he hasn't done a ton of media in English, so I think people would be interested to hear it.
Okay. I have friend of the program, Aubrey, here, okay? And I want, I'm going to ask her, she can't hear her, but she's the ultimate super fan. You love the Play Tessie podcast, right? Yes? All right, she's begrudgingly nodding her head. Who would you want on podcast? If you could have one podcast guest, here, talking to Mike.
Of anyone on the team currently?
Yes.
I would say, like, the crowd favorite is going to be Roman, but there's a lot of discussion around Tristan Casas, and he's interesting to talk to, obviously. I don't think you could pick one. Like, it would be circumstantial.
You're failing as a radio podcast host. You have to pick one. Who would it be? Right now. It's tough.
Willier.
Let's go, Team Aubrey.
Oh my goodness, Willier! That I did not see. I appreciate Aubrey. I appreciate Sammy. I appreciate Gordo. I like you all personally. I respect your opinion, but it's your prerogative to be wrong.
Who's your guy, Bradfo? Who are you picking?
Bradfo, if you were us, who would
tomorrow,
your top three be?
Like, here's a tease, right? Tomorrow morning when you wake up, 30 minutes with Garrett Crochet.
All right, that was one of the guys I listened to.
Okay. And by the way, I broke news. This is, you're going to love this. I broke news. I'm spoiling part of this podcast, but so be it. Of when he started shaving his head. He started shaving his head because I'm fascinated by people who shave their heads, like how they do it. Like, how do you possibly do it without, like, missing a spot? So he started shaving his head, get this, on the first day of his honeymoon.
Oh,
now,
my.
There's a lot to pick through with that, right? So that's why do you do it on the first day of your honeymoon and not do it for your wedding? Do you get approval? You've already changed your appearance on day one with your new wife. So how does this happen? And the answer is that his wife wouldn't let him shave his head, so he said, in his words, had to have the comb over for the wedding photos.
Mm.
And the day one of his honeymoon, he shaves his head.
So he was ready to go, ready to shave it well in advance, but couldn't get the approval.
Couldn't get the approval until they got married.
Bradfo, tomorrow when you're speaking with Crochet.
No, I already did it.
That's how he knows the answer, Sammy.
Yes, come on.
I thought you spoke to him before about it.
They're just like
tomorrow.
Chatting about his head. We'll have to talk about this tomorrow on the podcast.
I'm going to spoil it, too. I'm going to say, like, at the end of the interview, he said a lot of, you know, most of this media, it's a lot. It's like, but our conversations, we're just talking. And I said, if I had another hour to talk to you about how podcasting is different, that you just said it in a nutshell. We're just sitting there talking about shaving your head, talking about contracts, talking about Wilson Contreras stopped by for a little cameo.
Saw that. Yeah.
Nice pick.
That's
good
right.
Pick.
Oh,
nice
I pick. Did see that. I should have known. Yeah, so, see, Bradfo, I thought you were had the conversation about the hair in passing, and then you said you were going to talk about it.
No, this is a good five. And then at the end, I asked him about the uniform thing, and surprisingly, he's like, I didn't even notice it. So, yeah. Like, Aubrey is like apoplectic about that. Like, so
Bradfo, I was going to give you a scoop. You got to ask him about aquariums. That's his thing.
Oh, he loves aquariums.
Oh,
he does.
Well, I'll save that for you guys, aquariums.
I've got two cities that have good aquariums that I'm going to suggest to him when I see him.
Okay.
See, Rob, right. let me give you another one that has to be high on the power rankings.
Okay. Well, I didn't even get to why you guys are wrong about Willier, but go ahead.
Peyton Tolley has to be high atop the list.
Peyton Tolley. I mean, how you guys aren't putting him at number one, it's crazy to me. I legitimately don't know if he's going to make the major league team, but once he does make the major leagues, he immediately becomes a top five personality in the major leagues. That's a fact.
I don't think that's an exaggeration at all.
That's actually a really good point. We should have said Tolley.
Yeah.
Well, you think at the top of the roster, you're like, okay, Crochet's the ace, Roman's the stud, Willier's the stud breakout player, and it's like,
so
Tolley may not make it.
Let's
but-
talk about Willier. About I applaud him. Like, I think it's awesome that he's really stretched himself and done the interviews in English, and he's done a great job. Absolutely, but for a podcast guest, like, I want it to be good, but. If for a podcast guest, it's not like attaboy, you just spoke English. Like, It's a podcast.
No, you're right. You're right. The more I think about it, the more I'm thinking I might swap.
It reminds me of when I was doing another podcast, and I saw Ruby De La Rosa and Felix DeBron sitting side by side by themselves. And I said to myself, what can I do today? And what I did is I walked over and I said to the two of them, hey, you want to do a podcast? Knowing that neither one of them spoke very good English. But still, I did a podcast. And you know why I did that? For the sole reason of putting in the headline of the podcast, The Ruby and Doobie Show. That was it. It lasted about 5 minutes, but I had a great headline for it. So my point is like, I think a year from now, Aubrey and Sammy and Gordo, your instincts will all be keen, and we'll sit down with Will Ubrey to do an awesome podcast.
Brad,
but give it some time.
Can I share a deep, scary thought that I had the other day?
Okay.
Oh, boy.
I'm all afraid. Right. If Peyton Tolley isn't good right off the rip, he's going to start getting the same treatment from that same section of fans that Tristan Casas is getting. It's this dark, creeping thought I had in my head. He has to be good.
No.
No, why? It's the same thing, right? If he's not performing?
No, it's not the same thing.
It's not.
Gordo looks like he's in pain thinking about this.
No, because I think I understand where you're coming from, but I genuinely, like, this is going to sound ridiculous, but I genuinely think that a big part of the Tristan Casas thing is that he paints his nails.
That's a shame, but I think you're right.
It's a lot, the mask and everything else. There is nothing, and so when I say this, I don't mean to suggest that what Tristan Casas is doing is phony, but there's nothing perceived phony about Peyton Tolley. Nothing. I mean, it is the most genuine reactions and quotes and everything else. There is nothing like he's sitting and staring at a blank wall saying, you know what I'm going to do tomorrow? I'm gonna compare making the team with the third monkey getting on the arc in a rainstorm.
Like, he's not calculated in that way.
Okay, but he did also say on that podcast, because I do listen, that he saw it on a T-shirt. You can't think of, like, a angry, disgruntled Red Sox fan going, how about you spend less time looking at T-shirts in the store and more time working on your off-speed?
That's genuine. I mean, that's like me saying, hey, I saw this on a T-shirt. Like, if I went and I walked by somebody in the parking lot today and I saw a baseballs and boring and a maple leaf, T-shirt. I'm like, oh, man, I saw that on a T-shirt. I wonder where I can buy it. Oh, you can buy it at bbisn'tboring.com. Oh, that's interesting. That's all top of mind. That's just reactionary.
I agree with you.
That's not calculated at all.
No, I agree with you. I just don't know if that's going to matter in the eyes of angry Red Sox fans. And this is, again, this is only if Peyton Tolley doesn't perform. And I do think he will perform. So we will likely not be in this situation. But on the off chance that we are, I am still concerned.
Also, should go make a point here. I don't think Tristan Casas is calculated or fake or phony. Like, I think he's authentically himself, but I think what you were saying, Rob, is that it, for whatever reason, one reason or another, comes off that way to people that he is.
That's a very excellent way of putting it. And it's funny because I was talking to someone about Pedroia the other day, and I said, and I've said this to you guys a million times, you'll never see anyone like Pedroia. You'll never see anyone, but also that clubhouse. And I was trying to explain how Pedroia would walk in there, and he'd be yelling across the clubhouse, and Ortiz would be yelling across the clubhouse, and then somebody would be yelling across the clubhouse. You walk into this clubhouse, it's not to say they're bad guys, it's not to say they don't have personalities, but there is none of that. There are hushed tones among themselves. They're looking at their phones. There's none of the yelling across the clubhouse. And I honestly wonder if some of it is because of the dynamic, how the media changed, where, you know, you have random people maybe walking in there, and you don't know if they're going to immediately tweet out if Pedroia is yelling something across somewhere, and he's like, why are you saying that? Or a T-shirt that Ortiz is wearing that he could never wear now. You know, that sort of thing. But it's just completely different. So Peyton Tolley's not yelling across the clubhouse. Crochet's not yelling across the clubhouse. I'm trying to think of any position player on this team that would be doing it. It's none. Zero. The more I think about it now, I'm like, oh, my goodness. There are zero position players who would do that. None.
If only they had a veteran leader, maybe like a third baseman that they could have re-signed.
I mean, I guess. Yeah.
I'm just warning you right now, Bradford, I'm not going to get over the Bregman thing until probably 2027.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
I've told Gordo, I told Pat, told Joe, I don't think I will ever get over this. That was such a mess up.
Sammy is going to be keeping track this year of the amount of times over the course of the season that we say, man, like, oh, if Bregman were here, like, I can't believe they let Bregman get away. Oh, Bregman would have done that all year. Yeah.
All right, well, we'll keep tabs on it. If there was only a way to keep the stats of Alex Bregman, right, correct?
We're working on it.
Or Caleb Durbin. Caleb Durbin versus Alex Bregman. By the way, this is another thing about the lineup, Caleb Durbin playing third base. There's no doubt he's playing third base, right? Correct?
It's curtains. Yeah. He's the third baseman.
He's third baseman.
Can I ask you this? And I brought this up the other day. There's so many lazy narratives when it comes to people on the outside looking at spring training stuff, and that's what we're here for, to help educate, inform, entertain, enlighten. But for people who say, like, how did Caleb Durbin, how can he play third base because he's short? Like,
what?
You don't have to dunk. Like, what's – oh, well, how about the line drive over his head? All right, great. Super.
Bregman's not that big. Like, how tall was Alex Bregman? Yeah, I know he's taller than
Durbin.
He was like
what? 5'11". He was like an inch and a half taller than him.
That's
he was 5'11". On 5'11".
That's crazy. They're talking about the line drive over his head? Well, what?
He's
my point is,
5'11".
What else are you going to say? People are like, he doesn't look like a third baseman. Well, what does a third baseman look like?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's.
You know who you – Tristan Casas used to be a third baseman. Who would you rather play third base? Tristan Casas or Caleb Durbin?
Probably the third baseman, Caleb Durbin.
All right, let's go to, before we hit the break, Mike in North Carolina. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Rob, what's going on? Looking forward. I'm flying down, actually, to Fort Myers on Tuesday. Really
All
looking
right.
forward to it. My parents. Yeah, my mom and dad live down there. So me and my dad, who just turned 80, we go to a couple of spring training games every year. This is our 11th year we've done it, so I'm really looking forward to it. So, listen, this Yoshida thing, I mean, can they just DFA the guy? There's nowhere for him. Now with Casas coming back, there's going to really be nowhere for him. A left-handed hitter, right now you've got a lefty at DH with Duran, so it's not like you can platoon him. But I don't want to attach a prospect to him like we had to do Jordan Hicks in order to get rid of him. So let's just DFA the guy, cut our losses, and just start from scratch.
Well, thanks for the call, Mike. I look forward to seeing you down here. I will say this. It's so weird. It's kind of like the playoffs where we take a couple weeks and we overreact and a guy can make a lot of money, right, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that dynamic is so bizarre. What happens if Yoshida goes off in the WBC like he did last time, which he did go off on it, including a monumental home run hitting behind Ohtani? What happens there, the Red Sox should be on the phone immediately saying, oh, I don't know if you saw this, what this guy can do, right?
Yep, yeah, we were talking about this at the break when we were off air. We were talking about if Yoshida goes off in the World Baseball Classic, will it boost his value? I think it will, and that's a good comp with the playoffs.
It's tough, though, because he's making so much money that there's he could bat 1,000 with home runs like every
eat
single at bat.
Eat the money.
If you eat the money, sure, but you have to remember, like, if you're not eating almost all of the contract, like, this is a guy with one skill, his bat to ball. You saw him, Bradford, you saw him in left field yesterday try to catch that fly ball. Got nowhere even close to it.
Yeah,
it was tough.
That was tough.
And he's not going to hit for much power. He obviously doesn't run well. Like, he's a one trick pony. And even if he's not making money, like, how many teams have DH open for a contact only guy and are going to give you anything for it? Like, you're not going to get anything.
I
think
there's
Yoshida.
A team that would like stomach him playing left field.
Listen,
he's bad.
There's a lot of elite things about Masa Yoshida, including his teeth. So, excellent.
He's great teeth. He
second
does have great
best
teeth
in the team, Teron Guerrero.
Really? Better than Masa?
Yeah. I got a lesson about the merits of the Colombian dental system the other day.
You didn't already know about that?
Maybe the after show. Baseball's
in
boring after
what
show.
What in the world?
All right, we got one more segment to go. We see people lined up. Everyone's riled up about Marcelo Meyer for some reason. But we got one more segment. We're going to get through all these calls, finish strong, pitching a perfect game. Tom, you good? You all right?
Doing great, Bradfo.
I'm great. I'm glad you feel better.
Baseball isn't boring. Just cured my illness.
Put that on the box.
His head's
stickers.
Down from 25 to 20 pounds.
There you go. All right, we'll be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Back after this. All right, welcome back. Baseball's boring. JetBlue Park getting ready for the big Blue Jays Red Sox tilt. And by the way, to set the scene, they have Mike Greenwell's jersey in left field right now. It's a nice tribute to him, obviously, the late Mike Greenwell. They have a Mike Greenwell 39 up on the wall, but in left field, as the players are warming up, they just have his jersey on a stand, which is kind of cool. So just to give you a sort of the paint the picture of that. And we want to get to these calls. We have one more segment to go. We could cruise through. Everybody's all riled up. And but before this, Aubrey's here, a friend of the program, friend of Baseballs and Boring. I have a very important question, which I told her I was going to ask. And it's I just met Aubrey in person yesterday, correct? You have tattoos, correct? Yes? Okay. If the Red Sox win the World Series, will you get a Baseballs and Boring tattoo? Here's the mic.
Yes.
All right.
All right.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, we got you.
Join the club.
How many commitments do you have for this coming season, Rob?
I haven't really done it too much. Anthony Band is in Fort Myers. He owes me one from the Dodgers last year.
Oh, beautiful.
And he has agreed that we will scout out tattoo parlors in Fort Myers.
Choose wisely.
Things that I never thought I said a few years ago. All right. Let's cruise through these calls. John on Cape Cod. Hey, John, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, good.
So, question for you. Why is... Or are they looking at Corbin at playing third instead of putting Marcelo Meyer over there?
Playing Durbin at third?
Yeah, that's what I meant, Durbin. Why is Durbin playing third instead of Meyer?
Because he was a better third baseman than second baseman last year. Durbin was.
I think it's an interesting discussion, though.
No, it's in fairness, John, Meyer was probably a better third baseman than second baseman, too. So
Durbin came up a second baseman, too, and throughout his professional career, at least, like, naturally, that's where he's been.
It's also the platoon at second base is much easier to do if you have Meyer and Romy or Monasterio, Bradfoe's guy.
And Romy being hurt, I feel like, could play a role in why this was so easy, because now he's not doing baseball activities in camp. He's not playing third, learning the position more so than he's had to in the past. Like, now at second base, that's where second and first are where he's played the most. So when he's healthy, you can just slot him right back in there. It does make a little bit of sense.
John, thanks for the call. Let's go to Matt in Rhode Island. Hey, Matt.
Hey, real quick. First, Gordo, you were good on the Arcan show. Good stuff. Second, rest in peace, Gator. He was awesome. I love that guy. Third, just talking about Meyer. I think it's all about contract, but like if they're worried about injury, I mean, you got a lot more chance to get injured at second base, I think, turning the double play anymore. But that's just my thought. I mean, he's already changed positions a lot, but wherever you can get that kid in there, I think he deserves a shot. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Matt. We got to keep cruising through these. I appreciate that. Tommy in Worcester, real quick, what do you got?
I just think that Meyer needs to be your everyday second baseman. You got to find out what you got with him. He's a top prospect for a reason. You know, he's got to get those everyday reps. You don't know what you have until he plays. And I'm just sick and tired of the Romy bullcrap. Romy's a great guy to play every other day. Meyer needs to be an everyday in the big league. That's just my opinion.
Tommy, I want you to call back a little bit earlier next week, because I can tell you're a great caller and you have a lot of passion. Wally in Fall River, real quick.
Yeah, what's up? I'm getting ready for the blizzard here. But one thing, I don't have Alex Bregman syndrome. I forgot about it. You have to forget about it. It is what it is. The Red Sox front office is fickle. But you got to dump Yoshida. I mean, he's just clogging up the roster. He don't give you maneuverability. But you can't platoon or Maya. Nobody on this team is going to hit 30 home runs, Rob. We know that. And you can't put a lot of pressure on Roman Anthony.
All right. Good stuff, Wally. Hey, good stuff, Gordo, Pat. I'm not Pat. Pat, pour one out for Pat. He's not here, but check out Play Tessie. Gordo, Sammy, excellent job. Play Tessie podcast. Tom, excellent job. I think excellent all the way around. I hope you feel good about yourself.
Great show.
Fantastic.
Great show.
And it rolled by really quick. I appreciate it. All right, well, we're going to keep things going baseball-wise. Will Fleming, Joe Castiglione on the call. All right, see you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.